I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together, we're Roman Oz. Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, allaussieradio.com.au. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we're travelling to Nenangga.
Yes, for the muster.
The Country Music Muster. But before we get to Nenangga, we're actually going to stop off and chat with Amber.
Yes, and she was the acting caretaker at the Muswellbrook Showgrounds.
And what a lovely, helpful lady she was.
Yes, she was.
Fantastic. Couldn't even bribe her with a bottle of wine. Somebody tried to bribe her to get our spot, but
yes.
No, she kept our spot for us.
Yes,
so
she
what
did.
A lovely, helpful lady. Now, straight after there, we end up in Nenangga, and
yes.
I chat with Jenny.
And she's the artist coordinator for the muster.
The Nenangga muster.
Yes.
And she's looking after all the artists.
Yep.
Now, after that, we actually chatted with one of the walk-up artists.
Yes, you chat with Max Maher, and he actually sings a song for us.
He does.
Yes.
He's been coming 15 of the 20 years that the muster's been running.
Wow.
And straight after that, our last guest on the program is
Marcia, and she's a lone traveller who's been coming 17 of the 20 years.
17 of the 20 years. She's a lone traveller. Lovely lady, and wonderful to chat with her. Now, apart from these wonderful discussions, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
G'day, listeners. This is Phil C, and you've tuned into Roman Oz on allaussieradio.com.au. And I am at Muswellbrook Showground, and I'm chatting with the caretaker, Amber. How are you going today, Amber?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's okay. Now, look, first of all, for anybody who stayed at the Muswellbrook Showground before, like we have, she has taken over, she as in Amber, she's taken over from Rhonda. Rhonda's no longer with you, is that right, Amber?
That's right. Rhonda and her partner Stuart moved on to retirement.
Okay. And now you've taken over the role of
I have.
Caretaker.
Yes, not permanently.
Not permanently, no.
I've done 5 weeks so far,
okay.
But we do have a new gentleman who has started with us.
Uh-huh.
He's still learning the ropes.
Okay. Okay, so you're only sort of here in a probationary period, I guess, to help the other guy learn what he has to do.
I am.
Okay. Now, apart from this, you're also the events coordinator. You've been doing this for about 4 years. Tell us a little bit about what you do with the events coordinator.
I have been. My major event, which is always something that happens at the showground, is our annual show.
Right.
For us here in Muswellbrook, it is always in March.
Yes.
Next year it will be the 15th to the 17th of March.
Okay. Now, so you got a lot going on here at the showground, don't you?
I've
just looked at your list here. Just to give us a bit of an idea as to what happens at the showground, because apart from it being a really good place to stay, as opposed to a caravan park, because it's a really big open area, you've also got a lot of things happening here. So what's kind of happening in the next, say, up until Christmas?
So far for the rest of the year, we have most recently on the 9th of September, our Great Cattle Dog Muster.
Okay.
It's to celebrate the cattle dogs and us being the Upper Hunter, being the birthplace of cattle dogs, blue and red. I shouldn't just pick one colour.
Okay.
So that goes actually over 3 days, but we have a massive big family fun day. There's no charge.
Okay.
You can come through and enjoy watching the dogs. We also showcase a lot of our local, wines, cheeses, and stalls, market stalls, businesses. They all come along and join in the fun for the day.
And it costs nothing to come in?
No entry fee.
Wow, that's amazing. And what was the date for that one again?
The 9th of September.
Okay, so the 9th of September we got that one. Free to get in, lasts for 3 days.
Yes.
Now, whilst this is on, if people wanted to come in off the street and camp, for example, do they have that opportunity or is it all taken up with the cattle dogs?
Unfortunately, it's all taken up with the cattle dogs.
Okay.
There's nowhere else for the dogs to be able to stay in town. So we do close our caravan and camping only for the Cattle Dog Muster, which
right.
is September every year.
Okay.
And then again in March for our annual show. All of
right.
our other events that we have coming up, we are still open for
okay.
caravan.
So what's going on at this show? What happens at the show, for example?
Our annual show in March.
Yes, in March.
So we change it every year, but next year's theme will be Under the Sea. So that's where we'll start. So we start with our pavilion, which is where all the kids, local kids, and we have an age section and a few other different ones do all their theme work. They come in and display it. There's awards.
Right.
Prizes. And this goes from cut flowers to veggies to painting to colouring in.
Okay.
So that's our one section. We have Sideshow Alley, which is always very popular.
Okay. So Sideshow Alley, that's a bit like a carnival.
It is a carnival, yes.
Ah, right. Okay.
So they fill most of our caravan sites.
Okay.
And that's hence the reason why we can't fit anybody in for that weekend. Mm-hmm. And they also fill probably over a quarter of the show with their rights.
Right. Okay. Now, I'm just glancing ahead here because that's March. That'll be
that's
next
March.
Year.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something here that New Year's Eve and Christmas. What's that all about?
So the 16th of December, we have our local radio station, Power FM at 2NN, doing another free gate entry.
Okay.
And it's live music and a little bit of the same. So we're once again showcasing our local businesses in this. But there's lots of Christmas carols, lots of live music, lots of fun to be had.
And that's live music as in the local live music scene here in Musselbrook?
Yes. So we normally have Katie Jane, so I'm not sure how many people who are listening will actually know who they are.
Right.
Hayley Jensen is coming to – I know she's coming to the Cattle Dog Muster.
Okay.
Don't quote me on the spectacular – but we do have quite a few local as well as some other bigger named talents that come.
Now, Hayley Jensen, she's a big star, isn't she?
She is,
She's a big star. Now, I know that because I was chatting with Hayley only a few days ago.
Ah.
She's going to be at another festival, but we're not going to talk about that festival because we're talking about Musselbrook. So to have Hayley Jensen here, that's going to be big for the town.
It is. The Cattle Dog Muster is absolutely massive. We have people coming from overseas and of Canada, Germany. They're all coming over to learn about our cattle dogs.
Wow. That's amazing. How long has that been running for?
This is only the second year we've managed to be able to put this event on. We did try over COVID, obviously, but we missed out on 2 years.
Okay. I understand that. So now what about your New Year's Eve? You got some big New Year's Eve bash plan for this one, or what's
our,
that all about?
Musselbrook Shire Council have been in touch with me, and we did this last year. We had a New Year's event, and they will be doing something very similar to last year's. So it's not actually locked in on exactly who we're going to have and what we're doing, but we do know the event will happen.
And it's going to happen here at the Musselbrook Showground.
It is.
So for that one, if people wanted to stay here again,
then they can stay.
They can stay and be part of this event. And I'm assuming New Year's Eve, there's going to be fireworks maybe?
There is.
Okay. And this is something you have to pay for or?
No. This is once again another thing. Musselbrook Shire Council put this event on, and we will be able to have the caravans here. I do suggest that you book.
Of course.
Book now.
Of course. So the thing is, you pay to stay here, and that's good because it's not like a caravan park. It's a big open area. Tell us about your amenities for anybody who's thinking, oh, no, showground. Tell us about that sort of thing.
Okay, so we have three blocks of amenities at the moment.
Yes.
One located on the far side, which is more so used for our everyday gyms and people visiting. We have two on our caravan and camping sites. One of our blocks is actually only probably 18 months old, so it's quite new. It's very updated.
Yes.
And we also have our original block at the front gate when you come through that's been tidied up, and it does the job. So we have plenty of showers, plenty of toilets.
And how many people can you camp, like, cater for? Like, for example, if this was to be full up for New Year's Eve, and why wouldn't it be? It's free to watch and to be here. You just have to pay to park. How many can you cater for?
I would base it on the same as what we're having for the Cattle Dog Muster. So we're probably looking at 20 powered sites and then probably another 20 unpowered.
Okay. So you can cater for about 40 vans.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good. Now, prices, are they likely to be more expensive at these events or the same thing?
No, for most of our events, it will be the same price as what we charge on a normal basis. For any of you guys that have been here before, our prices are just about to go up just a little bit on the 1st of September.
Right.
So we will already have that price change.
Okay.
And, yeah, the events shouldn't change that.
Okay, fantastic. Now, if anybody wants to find out about any of these events, because they're not going to be taking down dates and events and so on, where can they find out? Is it the Upper Hunter show.com.au? Is that where they're going to find all this information?
It is, yes. You can go to the Upper Hunter Show. Some of it might actually be on the council's website as well.
Right.
But upperhuntershow.com.au would be your best bet.
Okay. And failing that, I guess if they were to contact either you here or contact the local council in Muswellbrook, they'll get all the information for these things that are happening.
Yep, they sure can.
Fantastic. How did you get into it? Like 4 years you've been doing the actual events coordinator. That must be a lot of work, just from what you've told me here just on this page.
I actually applied 4 years ago for a two-day-a-week job in the office, and that didn't happen. They gave it to someone else, but the committee, I don't know what they've seen, but I'm glad they did, actually made a position for me. So I've been events coordinator since I applied for the two-day position 4 years ago.
With the Muswellbrook Council?
This isn't council. We are privately privately owned. So we're actually a non-for-profit. So Okay. Everything we make here, we try to put back into our grounds to improve everything that we have. It's committee-based, so we have absolutely nothing to do with council.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, there you go, listeners. I think if you're in Muswellbrook, this is definitely a place I would recommend you to come and stay.
Yes, I am being biased, but honestly, from the 4 years that I've been here and the changes that we've made and the compliments that we get, by all means, I do think we have probably the best place to stay in town.
I would absolutely have to agree. And just across the road, listeners, just across the road, walking distance from the showground, what have we got? Tell us what we've got across there.
Directly across from the main entrance gate is Aldi's supermarket. So there's your number one. And if you go just a little bit further, we do also have Coles.
Yes.
We have a pharmacy, chemist warehouse.
You do, yes.
Reject Shop, Home Variety. We also have Baker's Delight and a few other little bits and pieces.
Absolutely. And it's just across the road. You don't even need to take your car to have all these facilities right there.
That's right. You don't have to unhitch.
It's
within walking distance. It's
absolutely. I couldn't believe it because we stayed here once before. We didn't even know all those things were there. And we came back again and we thought, wow, look at it all. We missed it because we were only here for one day. Yeah. And we sort of parked up and left the next day. But we loved it so much here, we decided to come back for a couple of days. And now we're starting to see what you've really got available here at the Muswellbrook Showground. Now, for anybody who wants to stay a couple of days, what do you think they should take the time to have a look at?
Okay, so we have our own little pamphlets and everything in our office because we don't have a tourist information centre at the moment. Mm-hmm. But look, we recommend to you guys that we have the local camel farm.
Right.
They do camel milk products. They also do tours. You do have to book them, but that's great. That's only down the road.
Uh-huh.
Hunterbell Cheese is another one. It's a cheese factory. They do the best eggs bennies for breakfast. Okay. That would be my number one. You must go there and have that.
Right.
We also have Two Rivers Winery and Hollydean.
Okay.
They're only two of the wineries that we do have around us. Mm-hmm. They all do tours. We have GJ's by the Lake.
Right.
For anyone who's interested in paintball.
Okay.
That's lots of fun. Go-karts, laser tag.
Okay.
Even rock climbing.
Right.
And then in Muswellbrook itself, we have a 18-hole golf course too, if anyone's interested. It is pretty much across the road from the showgrounds.
So you've got everything right on hand.
I think we could pretty much say that there would be something for everybody.
Something for everybody's taste, whether they want to just come and relax and read a book or whether they want to go and play 18 holes of golf. Or if you're feeling really, really adventurous, listeners, you can go out and play a game of paintball.
Mm-hmm.
Sensational. There's a lot more to Muswellbrook than meets the eye, folks. Thank you so much, Amber, for taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've got to wind this up. I got to play an Aussie song. Mm-hmm. What's your favourite Aussie singer or band?
We're going to go Cold Chisel.
Yes, and the song?
Well, let's choose Flame Tree.
Flame Trees? Mm-hmm. Bit of a Chisel fan? Bit of a Barnsley fan?
I am very much so, yes.
Thank you so much. That's Amber, listeners. She's the events coordinator. She's also the manager here at the moment. May not be when you arrive, but she's the manager here at the Muswellbrook Showground, okay? And it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Listeners, stick around. We'll be back with more of Roman Oz straight after Cold Chisel's Flame Trees. G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz and I am in the town of Nanango at Nanango Showground waiting for this sensational 20th year country music muster to kick off next week. And I am chatting to the very, very busy Jenny, the artist coordinator. How are you today, Jenny?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, how long have you been doing this position?
Probably 15 years.
Maybe. 15 years. And how long's the muster been going?
20 years this year.
This is the 20th year, isn't it? I mean, I know that, but for the benefit of our listeners. And why do you think it's lasted so long? Because music festivals come and go, but 20 years, that's a long time to have a festival running.
I think our first festival had 24 people, 24 vans.
24 vans, okay.
Yes, and now I think there's about 700 booked in this for this year.
700, so it's come a long way.
It has.
And you managed to get some really sensational artists. Like, for example, this year, on the Thursday night, Thursday the 7th, listeners, when it all sort of kicks off, you've got Jade Hurley.
Everyone is waiting for Thursday night.
Well, I've got to ask a silly question, Jenny. Jade's been in the business forever. He's 80 years of age. He's on the first night. Why didn't you keep him till the last night?
Because we finish it after our gospel morning on Sunday.
Okay.
We have a breakfast and a gospel morning, and then midday we're finished.
Okay. So tell us about the breakdown of the day. The music festival runs for 3 days. It starts on the Thursday. Before it actually starts, though, you've got a lot of walk-up artists, don't you?
Yes. Last year we had 79 walk-up artists.
Which is great. So if you are a budding artist and you want to test your talents out, you'd be most welcome to come to this music festival.
And I tell you what, some of those walk-up artists could go further if someone took them on.
Took them under their wing. Yeah. Well, it's sounding very good for the walk-up artists.
All week. They start tonight.
Tonight? Wow. So you've got a week of walk-up artists. And then you've got Jade.
Yes.
How long's Jade on stage for?
He can only do 2 hours, he told me. He can only keep his leg up on the piano for 2 hours. And no.
Jenny, does he charge extra to get that leg up on the piano?
Someone might be there to help him up with it.
No, look, Jade's sensational. He's 80 years
old. I've seen him years and years ago.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I can't believe that he's still going at his age. Only last weekend he'd done a festival somewhere with a whole group, eh?
He's been everywhere. He's involved with another group of older performers that are in his era.
Yeah.
Selling our shows all over the place. So to have him here is sensational. That's the Thursday. Now, what about the Friday? Who do we have on the Friday?
We do have the Poets' Breakfast as well.
When does the Poets' Breakfast happen?
Friday. It goes for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And it's Ray Esri, Marco Gliorio,
okay,
and Gary Fogarty.
All doing bush poetry.
They do bush poetry
for
that time. Then the opening starts at 11:30.
Right.
Kiara is the one doing the national anthem.
Yes, Kiara Rodriguez.
And a fella that was involved in starting our festival.
Yes.
Is going to be the opening of the 20th year.
Ah, and who's that?
And he's named Alan Ashcroft.
Alan Ashcroft. So he started the very, very first...
Well, he was one of them. Okay. I think Les was involved in the start of it, and a fella called Johnny Calvert, who's not here anymore.
Right.
So it's just evolved every year. Bigger and bigger. And people, like some of the people here have done the 20 years.
Some of your audience people with their caravans.
Have come for 20 years.
Oh, wow. I'll have to find one of those. But I have been speaking to some of your walk-up artists. I spoke yesterday with Max.
Oh, Maxi Marr.
Yes. Maxi Marr said he's been coming for 15 years.
Yeah.
And what a sensational player and singer he is.
Yeah.
Goodness me. And tell us about prices, because 3 days of country music, you think that's going to cost a fortune, but it's not that expensive,
is it? It's $60 for the weekend pass.
Yes.
There is an extra $20 fee for Jade Hurley.
Right.
Thursday for Jade Hurley is a $20.
Yes.
Friday is a $25 if you only come Friday.
Yes.
Saturday all day is
$40. Right.
Or from 3 p.m. it's $25 per person.
And the prices are very, very
and
reasonable.
And Sunday is free.
Well, I think it's a sensational festival. 20 years. I'm absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
And who do you think you'd like to see out of all of this? Is it Jade Hurley you're waiting for? Is he the big draw card for you?
Oh, no, because some of these artists are brilliant.
Well, we've got some fabulous ones, haven't we? We've got Owen Blundell and Brian Letton and Gina Timms. Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
She's absolutely sensational.
Pete Dennehy we got here this
year. Pete Dennehy. Oh, yeah. What a funny character Pete yeah. is. And we've also got Dean Perrott. Now, Dean's been coming for quite a while as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a local.
He's a local boy, yeah. So would it be fair to say he's been to every single muster?
I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been here since I've been here anyway.
And you've been here for 15 years.
Yeah.
So he's been here a long time. And then you got Jeff Brown.
Jeff, he's our...
Brownie. Isn't he a sensation?
All the women swoon over him.
Oh! Including you, Jenny.
Nice fella.
He's a very good fellow. And he's also extremely talented.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Catani sisters as well.
Oh, they're good.
Sensational.
Have you seen them?
I've not seen the Catani sisters. I'm looking forward to seeing and meeting those lovely girls. So I think it's going to be a fabulous event.
Yep.
And for the benefit of any of our listeners, have you got any idea for dates next year? You probably haven't yet, have you?
It's the second week of September every year.
The second week of September every year. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll make a note of that. But this year, listeners, you've still got a little bit of time to get to it. It starts on the 7th of September and goes through until the 10th of September.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You've been wonderful.
Yeah.
Taking the time to chat with me. I know you're a really, really busy lady, Jenny. I'm going to wind this up now. Have you got a favourite Australian singer that I could play a song for you by? One of these ones on here? Maybe Jane Early or
No.
Jeff Brown? Who would you like?
Slim Jones.
Slim Jones?
Have you got any of his music?
I'll have a look. I'm sure I have. You got a favourite song of his?
Yeah, I like all his songs.
Well, you leave it with me and I'll find a favourite. I'm sure if you like them all, we'll find you a favourite song. Slim Jones.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go, listeners. Thank you so much, Jenny. Jenny, listeners, she is the artist coordinator here at the Nanango Country Music Muster. And we'll be back with more of Roman Oz straight after one of Slim Jones's very, very famous songs for Jenny. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Good on you. Thank you.
From the dead heart of Australia comes a story. From the Spinifex and sandstone on the plain, where two native children died from thirst and hunger, and went walkabout across the golden plain. When they reached the gates of heaven and they opened, hand in hand they spoke to Jesus so sincere. We have heard it from the white man missionary. Can you tell us how much heaven you've got here? Are there any kangaroos up here in heaven? Do the ghost gums grow along the riverside? Do the emus wander quietly through the bushland, while the snakes and lizards scurry off and hide? In the still of night, can we still hear the dingoes? Can we dig for yams and swim in water holes? Mr. Jesus, all these things to us are heaven. They mean more to us than all your white man gold. And when Jesus bade them enter, as they listened, told them stories of a land so big and free, full of crystal brooks and always green with clover, where the birds were always singing in the trees. He told them go and wander through the garden, walk with angels, let them take you by the hand. Then he heard a little voice so softly whispered, won't you tell us all about these things again? Are there any kangaroos up here in heaven? Do the ghost grums grow along the riverside? Do the emus wander quietly through the bushland, while the snakes and lizards scurry off and hide? And will someone tell us stories of our fathers, while the warm sun shines upon our darkened skin? Mr. Jesus, all these things to us are heaven. If we can't have them, please send us home again.
G'day listeners, Phil C here, and this is Roaming Oz, and I'm coming to you live today from Nenango, from the Country Music Muster here at Nenango, and I have got a very special guest here in the studio with me today, Mr. Max Marr, 80 years young. Max, how are you going today, my friend?
I'm really good, mate. It's good to be here.
Mate, it is a pleasure for me to have you here in our mobile studio. I want to say what a great time I had chatting with you, firstly, and secondly, thank you so much for joining us on the program and agreeing to sing one of your favourite songs a little bit later on.
Yep, no worries.
Now, Max, tell us all about yourself. You come from Casino and you're 80 years young, and you obviously love this festival here at Nenango. So tell us about the festival. What does it mean to you?
Well, I've been coming to the festival for probably 15 years now, but I used to play and sing a long time ago when I was really young, and I gave it away for a long time, and I still used to go to country music festivals just to watch them when I had time, because we had a business, so we didn't always get away. And I was at a festival probably 10 years ago, and Ray Esri talked me into getting up and singing a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people enjoyed it, so that got me back on the road again. So for the last 10 years, I've been coming to Nenango Country Music Festival, and I've been lucky enough that they always have about 70 or 80 walk-ups here.
Right.
And they crowd vote for their favourite artists.
Uh-huh.
And the ones who get the highest votes, the 16 gets the highest votes, get to get on the main stage on one of the nights, and it's a free entry for next year. And I've been lucky enough to be in it every time that I've been here singing. So I love the festival, but it's not only that reason. I like the festival because it's a great festival.
I was going to say, Max, it sounds like you're coming to this festival every year because it doesn't cost you any money.
Cost enough to get in, but I bring a lot of my friends here and they all pay, so it's great for the festival.
Absolutely. Now, the festival's been running for about 20 years, hasn't it? A lot of people may not be aware of it, but it's been running for 20 years and you've been coming best part of about 15.
Yes.
So you're almost part of the furniture here
now. Nearly part of the furniture.
Now, Nenango. So what is it about country music? What is it for you? I mean, to get up and perform in front of people, and what is it for you?
I grew up on a dairy farm just out of Lismore, and at home there was no television or anything in those days, and we had a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And at home back in the 50s, there was a radio station in Lismore, still there today, 2LM, and they had a music show on every Saturday morning. It was called Radio Ranch from 10 to 11 o'clock.
Right.
So on the farm at home, I would sit in front of that radio and listen to that country music because I absolutely loved country music.
Okay.
And later on, my auntie gave me a guitar when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and then my parents bought me a really nice guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was about 14, I was lucky enough to sing on a stage with Buddy Williams at Nimbin. And I've sort of been singing country music ever since, but gave it away for about 50 years when we were married and had a family and we had a business for 50-odd years in Lismore. And Ray Esri actually talked me into getting up singing again, and it's about 10 years ago, and I've been singing ever since.
Okay.
And thoroughly enjoy it. And what I enjoy the most is when you walk off a stage and someone comes up to you and say, gee, I enjoyed what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
Money can't buy that.
No.
It's so good.
So you're self-taught on the guitar, Max?
Yes.
Wow.
And I cannot read music at all.
Right.
And I play everything by ear.
Okay. Mm. And what about your vocal? Because I've heard you. You've just done a couple of warm-up songs for me and we're deciding which one we were going to have as part of the show. So what about your singing? Have you had any singing lessons?
I've never had a singing lesson in my life.
Right.
And but I did have a mother that could sing reasonably well and played a piano, and I've got a younger brother that sings, and we've now got a son that's in his 50s and he's an entertainer, and he only started this 7 or 8 years ago. I talked him into getting him singing a song once. And people loved it, and he sings at a lot of these places now. So, never been taught to sing, no, not ever.
Never been taught to sing, self-taught on the guitar. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm impressed. Because I've just heard you warm up 3 songs before we decided which one we were going to get to record for the program. Yeah. And I thought, it's sounding very professional for a guy who's just doing it, I guess, from the heart.
Yes. And at my age, it's just a nice way to spend a bit of time with a lot of people that float around these country music festivals, because we've got a lot of friends that we only see them at these festivals, and they're all doing the same thing we're doing, enjoying this part of our life, because unfortunately, when a lot of people get older, they sit on the lounge at home, and that's not good.
No. Now, you don't look like the sort of fella who'd sit on the lounge at home unless you've got a guitar in your hand.
Exactly.
And be entertaining the neighbours and your lovely wife here. Yep. So what other festivals do you go to, and where else have you performed at these country festivals?
I've been to, we've sang in Tamworth a few times, and I go to Gunnedah every year to a country music muster that Rex Baldwin runs out, and it's a great festival. Went to all the ones they used to have down at Ulmarra, went to that. Went to Crow's Nest near Toowoomba, been to Boney Mountain a few times, been to Clifton a few times, been to the Bundaberg Festival a few times, and Nanango, and sing at Brogger Bride at a camp as I drove in. Texas I've been to. Texas in Australia.
Of course, Texas, Queensland, yeah.
But I just go to anyone that I could get a chance to go to, and there's another one on now at Bingra this year on New Year's Eve. I'm going to that. It's going to be a great run by Vanessa Sanger.
Vanessa Sanger.
A great thing. So I just go to everyone I get a chance to go to.
So have you performed at any of Vanessa Sanger's festivals? Because she does the Maxville Music Muster as well.
Yes, Crow's Nest a few weeks ago.
Okay.
First one I've ever performed of hers.
You're going to have to get yourself a manager, I think, Max.
I've got a manager and a roadie, and Touchwood, Mara and I will be married 60 years next April.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we both enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, I hope you don't make her carry the heavy amplifiers or any of that.
But she does help behind the scenes a lot. Yeah.
Of course, of course.
And she's my judge. When I learn a new song, I sit at the lounge at home, and I might sing it 100 times before I sing it in front of anyone. And when she gives me the thumbs up, that's when I know that it's okay to sing it.
Okay. So she's your musical director.
She is.
And if she doesn't like it, does it get scrubbed off the playlist or...?
Some she tells me she doesn't like them, but some songs are long and, anyways, some songs she says, no, I don't know. It goes for a long time and some of them are a bit sad and but some sad songs, and a lot of the sad songs I sing are based on true stories, and really when you hear a sad song, you can see it all happening. You can feel it happening. And I love a song like that, because a lot of people can relate to it.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Great, so do you do any sort of toe-tapping stuff, or is it all this more?
Yes, I do. I've got a new song I've just learnt, and it's it's Southern Streamline. It's a great song that gets going. But, I do a few lively ones.
Okay.
Because I grew up when there was Elvis and all the rock and roll and all that. Yeah. I used to sing a few of those songs a long time ago.
I can imagine. Now, you've got some favourite influences and some favourite singers. Who are they, Max?
Well, I went to Hartwood Festival for a long time when Paul McLeod ran it out there. But Paul McLeod sings some lovely songs. I've got nearly every CD of his, I think. And there's one song that he recorded, and Paul McLeod's first wife died of cancer.
Okay.
And he wrote a song, and it's based on a true story. It's about his first wife, and it's called Why Don't You Wake Me Over Canberra. And it's a great, great song.
Well, Max, why don't you sing it for us?
I will. It'll be a pleasure.
And let our listeners hear what it's all about. So it's called Why Don't You Wake Me Over Canberra, and it's by Paul McLeod.
That's it.
And perform for us today, listeners, is Max Marr.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Why don't you wake me over Canberra? We'll be almost home by then. The
doctor gave her little time. Said, why don't you take her home? She said, please don't tell the children. There's no need for them to know. As I wheeled it to the plane, it was very late at night. She said, wake me over Canberra. If I'm fine, I'll be all right. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? It'll be breaking dawn by then. We'll see those Brindabellan mountains and the banks of Burley Griffin. It'll be good to see the children hold their body close again. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? We'll be almost home by then. But when I tried to wake her, her eyes no longer showed the pain. And those Brindabellan mountains in my memory will remain. For I knew she'd gone to heaven to be at peace forevermore, looking down upon those mountains and Lake Burley Griffin shore. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? It'll be breaking dawn by then. We'll see those Brindabellan mountains and the banks of Burley Griffin. It'll be good to see the children be at peace forevermore, looking down upon those mountains and Lake Burley Griffin shore. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? It'll be breaking dawn by then. We'll see those Brindabellan mountains and the banks of Burley Griffin. It'll be good to see the children hold their body close again. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? We'll be almost home by then. Why don't you wake me over Canberra? We'll be almost home by then.
Absolutely brilliant stuff, Max.
Thanks,
hey,
mate. Thanks, mate. I enjoy
fantastic. Thank you so much for being part of the program today.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Max Marr, listeners, he's one of the regular entertainers here. He's only a walk-up entertainer, I should say. He's not on the paid list of this one. But if you are interested in coming to the Nanango Music Muster, don't forget to check it out, okay? It is from the 7th to the 10th of September. Max Marr, thank you so much for your time today.
Been a pleasure.
Hi, g'day listeners, Phil C here, and this is Roaming Oz, and I am at Nanango Showground for the Nanango Country Music Muster, and I'm with Marcia, long-time supporter of this particular music festival. How are you today, Marcia?
I'm very well, thanks.
Marcia, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and becoming part of our program. It's going to be really exciting for me to talk to you because you've been coming to this festival. First of all, the festival's been running for 20 years. Now, how long have you been coming?
I never came the first year. I came the second year. And since then, I've been every year except two where I had a granddaughter get married 1 year and another granddaughter graduate from university 1 year.
Oh, no, how dare they interrupt
Absolutely,
you?
Yes.
You would have been given a life membership if you'd come 20 in a row.
Absolutely.
But you missed out on two. So other than those very, very monumental family events, you would have come for the whole 20, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, yes. So you're a single traveller. I want to point that out. I won't ask you your age, but you're a single traveller, lone traveller, travelling in a motorhome.
Yes.
Now, have you always travelled in a motorhome, or I'm assuming at one stage you were married and you travelled with your husband? And...
Yes, no, I was widowed quite young.
Okay.
So I found it was a lot easier to learn to do things on my own being widowed young as opposed to being widowed when I was older.
Okay.
So I started off with a small caravan that folded down till I learned to back it and drive it and all the rest of it. Then I graduated to a larger caravan, was about 13 foot, which I called the Hurtling Turtle.
Okay.
and then 12 years ago I upgraded then to the motorhome. The motorhome is larger than I'd initially planned to get.
It's quite a large motorhome, actually.
Yes, it's theoretically it's supposed to sleep six.
Uh-huh.
But in 12 years, I don't think I've ever figured out where the other five would fit.
Okay.
but I feel quite comfortable driving in it and being on my own.
Okay. So you had a name for the other one. Have you got a name for this one?
Yes, this one's called Duntowan. And I've still got the same decal of the female turtle on the back with my Duntowan, so everybody knows that it's me.
So how long have you been travelling solo? Because this has been going for 20 years. You said you were widowed.
Widowed, yes.
So how long have you been travelling by yourself?
I started in 1994.
Right.
In a tent.
Uh-huh.
At the Gympie Muster. And so I went to the Gympie Muster for 16 consecutive years.
Right.
And as I said, I started in the tent. I did then upgraded from a two-man tent to a six-man tent.
Okay.
And then I got the first caravan in 2003.
Right.
And then the second one in 2006. And then I got this motorhome in 2011.
So you mentioned the Gympie Muster. You obviously love music.
Yes.
So... this is, as you know, the Nanango Country Music Muster. Do you go to other festivals other than, say, Gympie in here?
Yes, I went to Tamworth every year for a lot of years, at least 15 years I went every year to Tamworth.
Right.
When I had the caravans, I used to camp. And then when I purchased the motorhome, I found Tamworth was too hard to get around.
Mm-hmm.
With the motorhome, so then I started taking my vehicle down and just camping at one of the boarding schools down there for the festival. But smaller festivals like the Nanango Festival, I would go to between 8 and 10 per year.
Really?
Yes, and I go down south. Like for many, many years, I went to the Slim Dusty Memories Week at Kempsey.
Right.
It used to be on one of the... the people from Rotary, it used to be on his property, and then it moved into the showgrounds for many years. It folded just before COVID and has gone a slightly different direction.
Right.
I go out to Thargaminda. I've been out there to theirs each year. Go down to Gunnedah, to the one that Rex Baldwin runs down there.
Okay.
Yes, some of them it takes me 3 days to get there. Other ones, like this one, it only takes me 3 hours to get here.
So where are you actually from, Marcia?
I live at Bribie Island.
Bribie Island?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But it doesn't sound like you spend a lot of time at Bribie.
Not usually. Between March and the end of October, most of the time I'm away. If it's not music festivals, it's other travel.
Okay.
My family are all out on the Western Downs, so I go out there. While I can.
Fabulous.
While I'm able, while I can still drive.
I think it's excellent. Now, what is it about Is it just the music that you love, or is there really something special about this Nanango Muster? Because this is 20 years and you've been coming for 18 of them.
Yes. Well, what I like about each festival I go to is special in one way or another.
Right.
With the Nanango one, what I like is, because I enjoy all of the walk-ups, I very rarely miss a session of walk-ups when
right.
I go to festivals.
Okay.
And this particular one, I feel it's because a lot of southern people come up for our Queensland winter.
Mm-hmm.
And this festival is occurring when some of them are on their way back home.
Right.
And I find that some of the walk-ups we get here at Nanango
mm-hmm.
are artists in their own right, whether they come from Tasmania or South Australia or Western Australia or anywhere down south.
Right.
You know, they're artists themselves. So I really enjoy all the artists. It's not walk-ups. It's nothing to get 60, 70, 80 walk-ups.
I know.
Here. And I very rarely miss a session.
So this is the 20th year this year, and they've got Jade Hurley.
Yes. Remember him?
You're laughing. Have you seen Jade before? Oh, I imagine you must have somewhere.
A lot of years ago, yes. He used to be on Bandstand. He used to be on 6 o'clock rock.
Yes.
And there were different places.
Mike Walsh Show.
Oh, the Mike Walsh Show, that's right. And I think I saw him at the National Hotel in Brisbane, sort of when I was in my early... Oh, no, it wouldn't be that. He's not that young. Old.
He's 80 years of age.
Oh, he is 80,
He turned 80 a few weeks ago now.
Yeah, we were talking about it with my brother, and I'm sure we used to see him at the National Hotel in Brisbane
mm-hmm.
all those years ago.
Yes.
Yes, back in the 60s.
Have you seen him at any of the musters?
I've seen him. I don't remember whether it was a muster I saw him or whether it was somewhere in Tamworth that
okay.
I saw him.
Okay.
Yes, because at Tamworth I never go to see named artists.
Really?
I always try to go and see all of the people that aren't well known.
Right.
And I've never struck a bad show yet.
Why is that? I think the festivals seem to feel as if they have to have a big name to draw a crowd, but you're just totally the opposite.
No.
So why is that?
Well, I just think that the people who aren't well known deserve to have encouragement. And as I said, I've never ever gone to a show where I've thought, oh, I don't like this. I've never left a show early, and I did the same for all of those years at the Gympie Muster. Always went... I used to see some of the named artists.
Right.
But I didn't go specifically looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed other artists.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Are you going to any other festivals, like, from here, or are you be heading home soon?
No, I'm heading home 2 weeks after this one, but I'm only home for a week and a half, and then it's the Widgie Festival.
Okay.
That's the first week in October.
Right.
And then the next one will be Mergen, which is the end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
And that's my last one for the year, and then I kick off again in March down to Gunnedah
right.
for their festival.
So you're not going to Tamworth next year, or you're not going to Texas? Texas is on in 2 weeks' time.
No, Texas clashes with family things because
right.
my great-grandchildren, I've got something
again,
on with them.
Oh, they get in the way.
That's right.
So you can't go to Texas, and Tamworth, you did say, it was a bit difficult with the motorhome.
Yes,
so.
and I've got... yeah, so Tamworth, one of the people who used to do a lot of the shows,
right.
Keith Jamieson, sadly passed away a year ago in last month.
Right.
And he used to run a venue there that had a lot of shows,
mm-hmm.
and I used to see some of those shows because you would see some of the bush balladeers that never necessarily came to Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether Keith... because he's passed away, if somebody else is going to pick up those shows.
Right.
And because you're running all over town, I like these sort of venues where you set up camp and you stay put.
Right.
And you walk to the music and then
yes.
you walk back to go to bed.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fantastic. And you've got a prime position here. I guess after 20 years, you could pick anywhere in the in the Showground Park?
There's not many places where I haven't camped, because in the early days when there weren't many here,
yes,
you just turned up and you just get parked anywhere. Uh-huh. And then we went through a period where there was over 1,000 caravans and motorhomes, and things were a bit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year they've got 600 and something
yes.
booked in.
I think Les, you know Les he told Loss, me this yeah. morning, yes, that he's expecting about 700 or 800.
Yes, well that's so, about norm. So, but I don't know. There's something about the atmosphere at these sort of festivals. It's hard to describe because it's like they're feel good places.
Yes.
And you see singles, you see, you know, solo people, you see couples, but everybody just, you're inclusive with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing I notice about this particular festival, the Nanango Muster, there aren't any children.
Oh, yes, well, we do get them because...
They come in on the day for day visits.
Yes, because we get a lot of people come... I've spoken to a lot of people that come from places like Kingaroy,
uh-huh.
and I've even spoken to people that have come across from Dalby.
Right.
They just come out on the Dalby-Kingaroy Road and then come down here.
Come for the day.
And they come for the day. So you do see a lot of children.
Oh, right.
And local people, because they've got a high school and a primary school here.
Yes.
And, yes, you do see them on the weekend.
Right.
But the campers are all mainly... Nomads.
Nomads, yes. Yeah. Older people.
Older folk.
They're extremely young at heart, like yourself.
Absolutely, yes.
And with a lot more travelling and yes. a lot more country music festivals.
Absolutely.
Marked down. You've already got half of next year planned by the sound of it.
Well, this is right, and I'll just keep going while I can.
Absolutely brilliant. As I said, I'm not going to ask you your age, my dear, but I just want to say thank you so much.
Look, you're very welcome.
Doing what you're doing for yep. as long as you can possibly do it. And thank you so much, Marcia, for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're very welcome.
And being part of the program. Now, I'm going to wind this up, and I have to play you a song. It's got to be Aussie.
Yes.
Because that's all we promote out here. Do you have a favourite artist or favourite song you'd like me to play for you?
My favourite song is one that Ray Rose wrote.
Okay.
And it's called One Lifetime's Not Enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's been recorded by many, many artists. I myself have a copy by John Smith.
Okay.
He's from down the Snowy Mountains area around Tumut Way.
Okay.
Wagga. And Tom Maxwell, who performs here, he also sings that song as well.
Fantastic.
So, I think John Smith, I really like him, if you could play that one for me.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you so much, Marcia, for taking
welcome.
The time to talk to me. And for the benefit of the listeners, we are at the Nanango Country Music Muster. 20 years running, it's been running. And Marcia, life member, 18 out of 20. Those grandkids got in the way, but nonetheless.
No, we're 17 out of 20.
17 out of 20?
17 out of 20, all yes, right. Those grandkids.
Those
yes.
grandkids. All right, but you're going to be coming for another 17.
Oh, one would hope so, but I'm a realist.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. It's people like you that I love to see enjoying life to the maximum.
You absolutely have to.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Marcia.
You're very welcome.
Stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more of Raymond Oz straight after One Lifetime's Not Enough by John Smith.
Thank you.
We may throw into a lifetime all we ever try to do, never fully realizing we're none the wiser when we're through. We may think we'll live forever, while we're young we cut it rough. Too late, too soon, it's over. One lifetime's not enough. Life was pretty free and easy. Youth was always on our side. In the rough life of a bushman, we took it in our stride. We had time and we had freedom. We were young, we lived it rough. No one thought or gave a mention. No one lifetime's not enough. Through our life seen many changes, and many times we'd fall, always looking for an answer, just to never know it all. In the twilight of our lifetime, we find the going rough, echoing down through the memory. One lifetime's not enough. Watching fortunes rise and fall, and firmly still believing we could rise above it all. What we'd give to live it over, those wasted years let's slip away, with our song in life near over. There's just the piper left to pay. And we spend a lifetime learning what we should have known before. Wasted years and often yearning in our need to gather more. In the twilight of our lifetime, we find the going rough, echoing down through the memory. One lifetime's not enough, echoing down through the memory. One lifetime's not enough.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.